Welcome to the Put Me On Something podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Eurosan today.
And it's Eric over here on this side.
You didn't even let me finish.
I was matching your energy, my bad.
It's all good. Welcome to the Put Me On Something podcast. I am your host, Alejandro Gomez. And of course, you know, the usual suspects.
Yeah, this is Eurosan. Sorry.
Yo, what's up? It's Eric. How you guys all doing tonight?
We're doing good. It's fucking
Thursday. We had to switch it up
Thursday
today.
And we haven't recorded like a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, we had a couple out, but just the vibe wasn't
on. It was off, you know.
Yeah, it was
Christmas,
off.
Christmas, yeah. Holidays.
We got too high last time too.
Oh,
remember?
Last week we got a little. Well, we previously recorded an episode last week on New Year's or.
Oh, the day after we linked.
No. The day before New Year's, right? New Year's Eve? The day of?
Yeah, Friday, the day after Friday. When you did two in a row.
That Friday, and then... it didn't work out because we're still testing these new cameras, and then...
And then you were sick, too, and stuff like that.
You know, sick. You was yapping away, so you're like... We didn't record. We didn't drop it, but it was everywhere, so...
Mr. Chatterbox, what you call it?
Excuse me for finally getting out of my boat.
You know, the chatterbox over here.
Nah, but I feel you. Some episodes, guys, we just kind of don't...
We don't release, and there's a bunch of episodes that are like, what's going on?
Unreleased
and like bloopers and stuff like that.
And it's just in the sense that we don't want to give you something guys weak or mid, and then especially when a project like these are lengthy. I don't know. I feel like, you know, we want to give you guys something more better suited and shit. You know,
And I feel like every time we do one, we're getting better as it goes.
Yeah,
and
like if we won't fuck with it, we want you guys to fuck with it.
Yeah, we'll have some times where just we're off our game and stuff. But I feel like this year we're gonna do actually better at it and come out with better content and stuff like that. Just keep going and see where it takes us.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I enjoy just doing this shit. Just talking.
Yeah, it's fun. Just chatting it up. You know?
Random shit, you know. I feel like at the beginning we were forcing things like what people want to hear and stuff. But I feel like the last couple of times we've just been like, fuck it.
Getting better. So like training, you know.
Yeah. Just speaking about what we want to talk about. And I'm being better with my voice too, because I feel like I used to like stutter.
Stutter in the beginning?
I just did it right now. Yeah.
Oh.
Me too.
Crack open the cold one. On a Thursday?
It's my Friday, to be fair.
Thursday? Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
You gonna work tomorrow?
Nah.
And I wasn't gonna work either, but I have to. Because I can't work Saturday no more.
Boss called you in?
No, I was gonna work, take the day off tomorrow and just work half day Saturday, but then I have to do some family event shit tomorrow Saturday.
Are you stuck? You in your position? I was getting like off track or not diving too much, and if it's personal, but like you in your position? Are you like run the whole company? Do you technically do hours? Or you just do more work base? Like, do you do your 40 hours or you do more work base?
Well, we could get into all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what I want to do this year, too.
Do you
want
to talk about it? Because he's got, like, a whole fucking plan for this year for his business.
I don't know. We talked about it before. I think I kind of, like, touched a little bit on it. But I could talk about what I'm going to want to do this year for the company.
Yeah.
So, if people know that have been listening to us, my dad has a company, which is a landscaping / maintenance company, Guardian and all that. Mm-hmm. And he started as a young kid, you know, he started with a different company. On the weekends, he'll get houses and work on his side, you know.
Yeah.
And eventually just kind of like starting growing in houses, and then eventually left his company or the company he worked for and started his own company.
Yeah.
And that's how he started for like the last 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And he could have had it bigger, but don't get me wrong, where he's at now, he's actually gotten it to where he never thought he would have it, you know?
Yeah.
Because being an immigrant, you know, with no papers and coming from a different country at a young age, coming here and, like, starting your own company. You know, that was the American dream back in the day.
Yeah.
And he got to a point where he had to actually go to classes, and his English isn't as good as as he wants it to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think he gets intimidated by that, you know?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of parents doing shit, you know?
Yeah,
whether they admit it or not.
Yeah, and, like, everybody else, everybody gets comfortable where they're at, and he got comfortable where he was at. And don't get me wrong, he makes good money as it is now.
Yeah.
But me stepping in, I feel like it's my, I guess he wants a responsibility or purpose to make the company bigger, you know, because I have those like those contacts. I have those resources where I'm able to open up the doors for a bigger company. So this year, what I want to focus more about is getting my ROC for it, because we have the LLC for it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have an ROC, which means I can't get big contracts, which means I can't make big bank, you know? So we're residential right now.
Oh, so you can't do, like, say if, like, Walmart tells you to cut the to do something around the area, like, actual property, like, business?
Yeah, like, so, like, let's say, like, Walmart's a little, that's a good example, but I'm, like, say we do, like, a apartment complex.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't do it with the ROC because we need being licensed and insured. So if something happens, it's a liability on the...
Oh, yeah, because you're talking about different legality and shit, true.
Exactly. As residential, all you have to do is really just... word of mouth, get a house from this guy, this, and there's no contract involved. So I could just, they could let me go, I could let them go anytime we want, but there's no problem with it. As in a contract, it's all legit. You know, you have this for a certain amount of time, you get paid a certain amount, you know, insurance and all that. So it's like a steady income. And I've just gotten to the age where I used to work outside every day, and I just realized last year in 2023, in the heat out here, it's so brutal. Where I was like, you know what, I don't know what I'm, why am I out here? Like, I could literally make it bigger with, I could have, like, hire people and have me do more of the background, you know, make the money, make the contracts, you know, guaranteeing our situation so that people could work for me.
Yeah, give more usage of your time and everything.
Yeah, so sure. That's what I want to do this year, is like stay focused and get my ROC and get some businesses, get that bigger, and eventually expand to like residential, like not residential, sorry, real estate, you know, that, buy houses, rent them out, you know, stuff like that. So that's like our goal this year, is to kind of just get it all situated so like in the next 2-3 years it could start profiting.
Yeah,
alone.
That's
without,
dope, man.
Yeah, without us being out there in the heat like we are right now.
Yeah, no, and fucking, dude, it's only getting fucking hotter every year.
Yeah, it is, man.
Every summer gets hotter, every winter. Like, this winter took what? It waited till Christmas to kick in and shit?
Yeah. I felt like it just kicked in this week.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, it did, huh?
And then like it had a couple of days where it was like, I was running errands at like 3 in the afternoon and shit. It was like 70 degrees. Like, bro, I wanted to wear a flannel.
Like springtime.
Yeah, what the fuck? And then at least Christmas was Christmassy with the coldness and shit. Like, came through like that. But it was just not here, bro.
Well, that's the thing about Arizona is that winter always comes like late. Like January, December.
I don't know. I feel like it comes every, like, year's, every year.
Though, every
like,
year's getting worse
yeah.
and worse.
Yeah, so. Like every you year know, it takes forever to kick
it's in. It's funny because, you know, like Halloween passed. Like, it felt like it passed a lot. Like, it's long ago, but like... I always think like, oh, when it's Halloween, it's a little chilly, so people wear like coats and stuff like that, or costumes, whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, here it's still fucking hot, so like.
Well, I remember that when I was in high school, well, shit, like 10+ years ago.
Damn.
I still remember like, cause remember when cause after COVID, a lot of things changed.
Mm-hmm.
The fair used to come like in October.
Yeah.
So I remember being in high school and going to the fair in like in October, mid October. It was already like chilly, so we were wearing hoodies and stuff like that.
Something slight.
Yeah, but you know, nowadays, like the past couple of years, like you don't, it's like you're wearing still like shorts and tank tops and whatever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's still hot in October, November.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Hot.
Oh, yeah, we were fucking wearing shorts and shit in October.
Mm-hmm. And then November, I thought this year in December was going to be cold.
Yeah.
Like it was like periods years ago, but this year was like fucking hot. Like
okay,
it was.
Man, dude. I know, I remember November being like warm as fuck because it's my birthday and shit, you know, so I want to get fly. I want to wear some jackets. So fuck no, I'm fucking, I was all sweating in that shit. You know, pulling through just to look nice.
I know, like yeah. this week I was just trying to wear anything I can to feel like cold,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Put a beanie on, it was like 80 degrees outside.
For real. Nah, do you guys actually believe like the whole climate change shit? Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Don't they say, what's that thing that said like by 2055 or some shit, or like in 50 years it won't be inhabitable here?
Yeah, that's what they're, like that, that's yeah. what they say. I mean, I believe in some type of climate change, but it's like look at it this way. If you put like there's a capacity of 100 people in one room,
mm-hmm.
you put like 5 people in there, the room's still cold, right?
Yeah.
But then you put 100 people in one room, it's hot. And I feel like since we're so overpopulated,
oh, true.
That will kind of makes it more hot. And also, well, all the machinery, like all the gas stuff mm-hmm. that we're using, stuff all like the that.
Power plants.
Yeah, all that stuff. Even though we go electric, I still feel like we're still gonna get hot. And also, that's what's making climate change. Like everything's just changing because we're just getting too mm-hmm. hot. Where it's like, it's not recycling itself. Like, I feel like when we had, like, these, like, world disasters, like, earthquakes, volcanoes, I feel like that's a way of Earth saying, like, we got to recycle ourselves, like, refresh and let all the bad stuff out.
Yeah, yeah, but we and never then, do.
Yeah, it's like when we get sick. You know? Kind
of, well, yeah, the two cousins say, like, when we get sick, your body tries to fight it off, you know?
Oh, like,
that's what they're pretty much saying, people saying, like, that's what the planet's fighting, or, like, the
sickness
off. Yeah. Because,
like you know, when you get sick, you're, like, you're in bed, and yet you're cold, but after a while, you're just sweating your ass off, and the next morning, you wake up all fresh and stuff, because your body just sweated.
You
all
just need
sickness.
To get rid of those toxins, some better vitamins, some nutrients, some good supplements. Some damn, the world, the Earth's never done that. It give just it a, keeps going and going.
We didn't give the world the Petey light. In the spray. Can't chug this. Give some spray. Yeah, like that. No, but yeah, but like speaking of that too, because of like, have you guys seen like the all like the on the news supposedly like all these like earthquakes and like, tsunami?
Was it in Tokyo?
Tokyo and shit.
Like recently, like a couple of days ago. Huh?
This week.
Like, there was one a couple of days ago, wasn't there?
Yeah, you like, screwed up. Oh, the hell. No, like actual chair, you have room.
Okay. It was this week, right? I saw videos of like.
It was like the first day of the year, second day of the year.
Yeah, I saw this lady posted a TikTok and like the pavers were like.
Like it was breathing, huh?
Yeah, it was like going up and down, making
and
like.
They were
like,
breaking apart. Yeah, it's crazy,
like,
huh?
Shit, dude.
It was like about a burst.
And I saw people like in stores where like the whole roof was just shaking, like things were falling off the cabins and stuff. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, fuck, I forgot what it was. It was somewhere else. Somewhere here in the United States. That they usually don't get like earthquakes, but they felt one. I think it might have been Texas.
But I thought Texas does get.
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, it's not Texas does get some shit.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, because they get tornadoes and that shit. But like,
I mean, nah. It's not like here though. That's the only good thing about here is that we don't get shit.
No, we get them.
Like, but we like
never they're mild though. We don't feel.
Yeah, we never been affected like by tornadoes and.
You're in your bed. Dang, stop moving the bed.
I remember this one time. It was the first time I ever actually felt an earthquake because I always heard people talk about it and seen videos about it, you know? But I never experienced one until this one time we were in California. And it was probably like 2013, 14 because I still remember I was still in high school and I went to go visit my uncle out there because he lives in, at that time he used to live in downtown. Well, he does now actually, but in a different area.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one weekend I went over and spent the night there. And I just remember like waking up to like I felt like someone was shaking me, like you know how like you feel like your mom or your dad's shaking you to wake up.
Yeah,
that's how I felt. And I just remember falling over. I'm like, what the? And I woke up on the floor. And I woke up. And mom goes like, it's an earthquake. It's an earthquake. And I'm like, what the fuck? Really? So yeah. It's like just hold on to something. And I remember
hold on to what?
I just remember like kind of like doing like a plank, kind of like down my knees.
Yeah.
And I just felt like the floor like vibrate really bad.
No way.
Yeah.
That's like, crazy. Intensely.
It was intensely. Like I felt like my hands were like up and down, up and down. But what was it? Just shaking.
Shit.
When our mom went to El Salvador last year, she went last year, right?
Yeah, it was last year.
Last year. She was there for a whole week, and then. That same day she came back, they had a whole earthquake there. Or was it earthquake or was it?
It was like some shit.
I think it was an earthquake. I forgot.
You talk about earthquake. Welcome home.
I heard they get a lot of earthquakes out there.
Yeah, dude. Like,
there's volcanoes. They're still active as fuck, too.
Yeah.
Like in Central America and shit.
Oh, you know. Guatemala, I didn't like know. Oh, go ahead, my bad.
No, yeah. It's just that. It's just talk about welcome home and shit.
Yeah. But you know how, like, we went to New Mexico, like, a few months ago. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of volcanoes. There's a whole like a lot of volcanoes there.
I didn't know that either.
Because I saw a video some dude saying that actually there's like a whole like volcano like area over there or something like that. I could be wrong, but like
is that what you were thinking about earlier? Because I know there's a volcano just erupted somewhere else too.
Yeah, somewhere else too. That the volcano erupted. I don't know where it was. Somewhere
it was like really active or something. Like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I didn't know New Mexico had a lot of volcanoes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like Arizona and shit where we don't get any.
Use a mic. Pull it to you.
My bad. I'm just chilling. I thought it was like Arizona where they don't get anything.
Nah.
Well, because I didn't know New Mexico had snow till you guys went.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know.
You didn't know it existed?
No. I didn't know New Mexico had like snow and shit till you guys went there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I thought it was like here. Like,
to be honest, I feel like it's a lot of Arizona scenery. It just doesn't have the cactus, but this it has the same like the same heat. Like the same fall and the like same like winter.
Same tweakers?
Yeah. But it's worse out there, I think it is.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's just worse because you're like visiting and shit.
Yeah, but Albuquerque is bad. I've stayed in Albuquerque and I've heard some couple of gunshots in there and that. And I've gone up to like the north side where my girlfriend's family's from.
Yeah.
It's about 2 hours from Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And it's just quiet, peaceful, just a bunch of snow, a bunch of mountains with pine trees.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a... like an outskirt, like there's really like nothing out there.
Like equivalent to like a Flagstaff?
No, more dead. Oh, like the closest store from there is about like a 45-minute drive.
God damn.
Yeah. Mm. They have a little corner store.
Yeah.
But it's owned by a family. Yeah, yeah, local stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like overpriced.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But it's like because that's all there is close to it. Like, you know, like I remember her cousin went and bought two 12 packs of Coke. And 2 10-packs of ice was about 30-some bucks.
Yeah. God damn, yeah. Bro. Shit, it's going to be like that everywhere.
Yeah. But, well, speaking of the whole, like, the climate change and earthquakes, You guys saw about the...
My bad. Hey, you talk to me.
Sorry, contain my fight again.
Sorry, I kicked the camera stand.
All that shit with the bunkers, that people, all the rich people buying the bunkers and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's just crazy. Like, do you think that's just, like, some shit's going down or what?
Oh, definitely.
That's just scary.
Because I've been hearing a lot, like, remember how we talked, like, I hate going back to old episodes, but, like, about, like, the whole EMP and, like some shit like that.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's
more,
a fact.
I've been seeing a whole bunch of, like, videos more like that. People saying, like, it could happen or some shit like that might go down.
It's going to happen.
And then what's his name? Have you seen, like, the whole video right now? Like, Cat Williams?
Oh, yeah. He's been going viral. I haven't seen the whole thing, but there's hella good clips in there.
What's his name?
Shay
something, right?
Yeah.
He used to be like the Shayna football.
Yeah, yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, he does a lot of ESPN commentating.
Yeah, that guy. And then he was like explaining like a lot of like tea about like all a bunch of shit. And then he was talking about how like
the host man, his name, forgot his name, like the one you're saying. Yeah. Man, he looks so like stunned by everything. He's like, oh, like he's like.
If you already know
like,
this
shit. Yeah, like he's like, don't talk about it.
Don't say shit.
Yeah.
No, but he was saying like remember how we said like all like the internet and everything might go down, like goes down.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I didn't like think about it or knew about it. But like you said, like we had like weapons or missiles that here in the States that like they're just controlled by like Wi-Fi or something like that. Just like regular Wi-Fi. And like if something happens, like a solar flare, or the internet goes down. That it could like accidentally like activate, set them off or something.
Also,
like that.
Like that's destructive weapons and shit.
Yeah, that's a nuclear war.
Yeah, could be fucking set off by the littlest like
yeah, littlest
misconception
shit.
And shit.
What they could do is set them all off before the EMP all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way to stop it or shut it off. So by the time we get knowledge of it, it's already too late.
Wait, isn't it set off? What was the EMP? The electric wave?
No, electric.
So an EMP is, it could be any type of like machinery.
Electric magnetic pulse, something like that?
Yeah. So,
pulse? Yeah.
So like say, I've seen them in grenades, like little grenade balls where the people throw them. And basically it shocks something where like the whole electricity in that area for a certain square feet, depends on what it is, goes 100% off.
Whoa.
So like say right now we're in the room, I throw one, this whole
power, technology.
Everything. Like everything, it just downs every technology?
Yeah, Wi-Fi is dead.
Like if you're in a car, it'll shut off the battery.
Everything 100%.
Your phone, anything electrical.
So you can just like say you have something big enough to deactivate like a whole office building, you can deactivate all the cell phones, all the computers,
and
everything.
That exists already.
And everything.
Yeah. And that's a scary thing, too.
Real thing.
Yeah, you think they sell those or something?
Sure.
I wouldn't mind having one.
Be like one of those evil villains. You have 1 hour to give me $1 million.
Yeah. $1 million quill.
But you see, that's scary, though, because the way we're moving into all electricity, that could just get like that and snap on a finger. True. Look at Tesla. Tesla, yeah, they, like the movie Left Behind.
Yeah.
Where all the new factories, Teslas, were just ramming into each other.
Oh, yeah. They were all the signature little white cars and shit.
I heard something, I don't know if it's true or not, but saying that I think, I don't know which car brand, it wasn't Tesla, but another car brand, that they're doing their whole electric cars too, that like they have a setting like where if you're not doing your payments, they can set turn on that setting and it'll drive the car back to like
is that like a meme or is that real thing?
I don't know if it's real, but like
wait,
it's like
imagine
this shit.
I mean it could be real.
Can your cousin sleeping in the backseat?
Hey, you haven't
where are we going?
You left your drugs in the car.
Oh shit, imagine that.
You left your shit in the
you
car.
You left your uniform, you left your shoes in there. You left just regular shit you leave in your car.
But I mean it's all property of theirs now. Like I was telling him, like recently we got the MetaQuest stuff for
The VR headset.
The VR headset and all that for the holidays.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He got it and I got it.
Yeah.
And the funny thing
shout
is
out my girl for getting it.
Dope. Shout out to myself for getting it.
Shout out to the real one in the mirror.
Yeah.
Anyway, the headset.
So I was telling him and I was also talking to like a friend of mine and I was like, you know what's funny? Like a couple years ago, like 10 years ago, all this was like just like an idea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I never really got into it. I was like, all right, whatever, you know, it's what I think in my head, it's like whack, like the virtual reality, stuff like that. And I saw him get it. And then I like tested it. I'm like, oh, you know, it's cool. Let me go get one. And I got one. And it's so crazy how like what people thought about a couple years ago, now it's actually becoming a reality where like now people are actually like living in there, like working in it, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm just saying. Like the way that like, everything's evolving so quick, like where it's all just being nothing but like technology to where eventually it's gonna just be like we're all gonna just be AI style and stuff like that.
Yeah, just like no, because I've thought about that before. Like how vulnerable would like you or I or just man be if like we just everything shut down? Like, we'll be lost. Imagine, like, no Wi-Fi, no internet, no
UPS. Talked about that, too.
No email, no nothing, no phone
other,
call.
The other night at our house, everything just went off.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Did you guys get that same thing? Like, literally, electricity was just lost for a couple, like, we lost it for, like, an hour or two.
Yeah?
But I didn't notice, because we live in an RV.
Yeah.
So I have all, we have settled, we have the solar panels, we have all a generator and all that. And I had the solar panel, like, clicked in without me knowing.
Yeah.
So we still had light, and we still had, propane going, you know?
Damn.
So my mom, like, texted me. She's like, hey, so, like, are you guys home? I'm like, yeah. Well, she's like, did you guys lose power at your spot, too? I'm like, no, why? So we lost power at the house, and we lived just, you know, in the backyard. I'm like, no, we didn't lose no power.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, damn, like, imagine if we weren't living in this RV, like, how, like, lost would be with just losing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because my mom had no electricity at all. Like, she had no water heater, no light, no nothing. And I'm over here just chilling with, the heater on, with the fucking lights on, you know?
Yeah.
I'm living off the solar panels, baby.
I remember, no, deadass, bro, the solar panels is, like, something ideal to move to. I remember I was telling Daniel something like this, too, because we were at Planet Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was just, like, that plus clarity workout and shit.
Well, you can actually think clearly?
Yeah, or, like, just the little details, your just mind is pumping and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I was thinking too much about it, but going up, for real, going off what you said, I noticed that the sinks were water sensored. Like, you you wipe your hand and shit. And then I was telling Daniel, I was like, wait, the power, because I don't know, I got curious. I looked under the sink, and it's obviously connected to some electricity in a power box and shit, like a mini one.
Oh, yeah, that's all turned off after that shit happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was telling Daniel. I was like, wait, so technically, if the power went out, I couldn't be able to access this water. And he was like, oh, take the water. He's all drying his hand on the fucking.
Yeah, because that's all. My parents, they have an electric stove.
Yeah.
So that went off.
Oh, shit.
I have a propane. Stove. I run everything on propane.
Yeah, we have an electric stove too. Shit, what the fuck?
Yeah, so
microwaves?
Air
fryers?
And you see, for us, we have propane and we have a solar panel. So anything, I could just switch it. And plus, I have the generator too.
Mm-hmm.
So if that doesn't work, I could just run the generator and just runs everything 100% the RV. And I'm like, we're semi prepared for the apocalypse, baby.
We need to learn how to cook on fire.
It's the same thing as
I can start a fire, but I need to like learn.
You can start a fire.
Yeah, I can start a fire.
Can you change your tire?
Yeah, I can change the tire. All right. I can do the tire more easily than the fire.
You qualify to survive.
the tire, no problem. It's just to pull your bitch.
I seen the Reddit videos, like on TikTok, ones that pop up.
Yeah.
The Reddit ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that said like a real scenario for like the end of the world. Like, I should think about real shit that actually would go on.
Like a real prompt?
Yeah, because you see on TV, like, end of the world, zombies and stuff like that. You never think about, they never show stuff like you would think, like, oh, shit. What about, like, brushing your teeth and, like, hygiene and...
Oh, shit.
Or stuff like that. Like, oh, and, like, you know, like, zombies supposedly, like, they, if you make noises, you, like, can, they hear and they chase you or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, thought, like, oh, what if I, instead of, like, walking around, I rode a bike or, like, instead of, like, you know, they get bit... You like the chain link armor, like the ones that they wore back in the medieval times.
Yeah, so they want to get stabbed.
Like, why don't they wear that instead under their clothes? And like, if you get bit, like, it's not gonna bite through, you know, because it's like chain link.
Yeah,
stuff like that. So it's like a whole bunch of like scenarios like that.
Possible problem. What do you think about that's like 20 pounds.
No, I don't think so. I don't know, but
I mean, you could get a bulletproof vest, some shit, and but the chain link armor, those shits are really heavy as fuck.
I wear my chainsaw chaps because you know how some do landscaping.
Uh-huh.
There's these chaps that you buy; they're leather.
Oh yeah,
so, assless chaps.
Basically, that's really hard.
Like, you know, you can wear pants with those, right?
Oh really?
Oh, I thought it was
it keeps me more cool though. It's like they're for chainsaws. So like, say you get caught out, like a chainsaw just bounces because the chainsaws are powerful. So yeah. Hit something and bounces, and they're meant to, like, if it bounces on your shoulder or like on your body anyway, it cuts up the traps and it stops your chainsaw. So like, going off that, you could probably wear stuff like that,
so
like
it deflects and stops. That's a good idea.
And then also it is true because I've had some where I've kind of like a splinters or like chainsaws, and like they call them saws, and I cut through them, and then they're fucking like this thick, like about an inch or so. So, like, saying off that, zombies, they could buy into that.
True, and they're, anything. Like, designed to stop
it. Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't think
about
that,
about
too.
That.
Yeah,
the whole Reddit thing was shit you don't think about when the end of the world. Like, because in shows and movies, they show stuff like, oh, you just need to survive, grab some guns and
going
food.
Off of that, what if these, they give you, like, the way that zombies are supposed to be, but what about they're more crazier than what we expect?
Like, which zombies are we talking about? We're talking about Walking Dead zombies or, like, World War Z or I Am Legend zombies?
All of them.
No, no, no.
Combined.
Well, okay, here's a question for you guys.
There's levels of
position. If it should happen and they had like the like the World War Z ones where they're crazy, they run like fast and climb whatever. Do you think you're surviving this or no? Or do you think you can survive an actual apocalypse, like a zombie apocalypse? Like you think like, oh, I'm gonna run to like up the mountains and take a bunch of food and ammo and hide over there.
I think I could survive it to an extent. The only way I think we'll be able to survive is if we come together with a bunch of people and and populate, you know, like say you won't survive if it's 2 or 3 people together, but if it's say it's 10, 20 people together in one area and we're all work together as a team to survive it, I think we'll be able to have a better stand against them than compared to like a family of just 2 or 3. Because there's more, there's less people to help you.
Power numbers.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. But it, I think it just depends on the people you're with and how experienced they are and how much equipment we have to survive.
Yeah, and how like your drive to kick in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can not be like really that informed, but like you gotta like that like, survival. Yeah, instance, that truchaness gotta kick in and shit. Some people, some people like unfortunately like shit. We'll never know. We could be the most prepared and shit, but some people could just fucking. Like fold,
say
shut down and shit.
Say it.
What? No, so say.
Well, that trucha. No, but like, I think I would like, I think like you know, it's like everything like survival instincts, like you know, like buying, like getting ammo, guns, and food, and like running away somewhere like where there's no people. But for me, I think like I would have to, in order for me to survive, I'd have to do it on myself. Like nobody, like I couldn't have no family members or. Nobody like
you could do that too, but doing that, you're gonna have to be isolated somewhere far deep and you
gotta,
somewhere.
You gotta do a lot more work.
No, but I'm not talking about like building like a whole like life and
what is this just castaway?
Like, no, just like surviving on myself. Because think about it, because when you go somewhere, when you have like more people with you. There's more, what's it called?
He said dead weight.
Dead weight, there you go. My family. No, you have more, what's called, more responsibility and like of taking care of them. Right. Watching over
going off with your mother,
and then it slows you down because, like, what happens if you get chased by like random people trying to get your shit or like zombies? What?
Yeah, but going off of what you're saying, the more people, it's more easier for escape. So, say there's another. Elder in your in your community, and goes, he falls.
What the hell?
Guys? You don't have to be fast. You're just gonna run faster than the person next to you.
Yeah.
What the hell? Okay, so you're saying strength in numbers in one sense. You're saying I'm better off on my own and less dead weight. In one sense, I agree because. Kind of going back with Eric saying and shit, like a solid team, and like how we said, like skilled, not skilled, trucha, fucking fight or flight and shit are huge factors, variance and shit to this. You know, some people want to survive more than others and shit. Some people just refuse to like fight. Mm-hmm. Anyways, imagine you like anyone and shit. Like ideally, if you're the man of the house, you gotta maintain these three people: the wife and the two kids and shit. I'm sure the wife through to some extent, but there's other factors to it. What if you're not fully there and shit? Like no one was expecting to go through this, and then say you take someone else, like that's more resourceful or more skill set that just happened to know those skills throughout the like you know more something prepared like this, whether they saw it or not. It's like. They go forward a little bit more. Or like how Eric said, like strength in numbers. It's better to have a strength community and shit, whether from all skill sets, from beginner to the expert and shit as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Are you, now you have these two neighboring parties, like how you said, a random household and a community that's striving together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It could work. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but I'd rather be with a couple... Of good experienced people. Like this is, we talked about it on last podcast, but it didn't go up.
I'll ask you the question I asked you in the last podcast too. Well, go ahead, Rena.
You go. Oh, I want to hear what you say.
On the last podcast that we recorded previously that we didn't drop, but we had a question that we asked because I think we talked about the same thing. But if that was a scenario like end of the world or whatever, and it's just you, your family, and your house, whatever, you're surviving. What if somebody came knocking at your door asking for help and then that you asked for help, you know, pretty much. Are you gonna help them? Are you gonna help them out not knowing where they come from or who's following them or if they're in some sort of trouble that could get you in trouble, or are you gonna let them be and like whatever happens to them, it's on them,
kind of,
you know?
Let them die.
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
I don't know, man, because like I mean that we talked about last time. In my opinion, I told you like the little story. I'll tell it again. A couple years ago, I bought players, flipped it, whatever. I was in the middle of nowhere, had no one to call. My phone was dead. So I ran to the nearest houses. Out of the four houses I ran to, only one answered me. And if it wasn't for him, I don't know. I could have just been on the, you know, probably got a concussion and died or whatever from it. But it wasn't for him. He helped me, you know, go to the hospital, helped me find my players and all that. So, in a way, I understand what he did, because I will like, I like, I was in that situation where I needed someone to help and he helped me out.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm be able to do that at that point. Like, say, like survival mode.
Yeah, apocalypse type shit.
Yeah, like, like, nah, let's help you out, you know, because you never know their intentions, because they could be setting you up for like a an ambush or like steal from you.
Yeah, because that's happened before, especially with women and children and shit. They use women and children to like set people up.
Yeah,
because I've helped girls before and shit. Like, where they, like, their car was stranded and shit, and it was a real predicament where her car was stranded. It was one of those perfect scenarios where her she ran out of gas, her phone was dead, and she asked me for help. I was so hesitant, bro, because I was hesitant and shit. Yeah, I had my thing on me and shit, but like, still, like, I helped her and everything was cool and it was a legit story. But like, the whole time I was wondering, like, when I was driving her to the next stop to get gas or whatever, I was wondering, I was like being paranoid, looking in the rearview mirror, thinking someone's gonna follow us and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So there's also this one time too, I think you might have been there. It was with your ex, you know? Well, we went.
I have no exes. One lady.
Exactly.
Preach, brother.
Preach, brother.
A true king.
The past is not, anyways. The past is not but a mistake.
But learning steps.
Yeah.
But
anyways,
we had gotten to eat Denny's, and then we were done. We were like saying goodbye to each other and whatever. And then it was me and Tino Euro walking to my car, and this random lady walks up to us,
oh,
and she's,
yeah,
and she's like, "Hey, can you guys give me a ride to this place, whatever?" Something like, not that far.
Yeah.
And we looked at each other and we were like, we wanted to say no.
Yeah, we both.
But you guys want to be rude in front of her.
We don't be rude to her and say like, nah. So we were like, yeah, sure. Like, it wasn't that far too.
Did you let her sit in the front?
That's the thing we did. We got in the car and he got in the driver, in the passenger seat, and she got right behind me.
The whole time she's in the behind him on the passenger seat, like in the back seat, I like keeping my peripheral, like make sure she don't fucking stab this dude in the throat or some shit.
That's what I was thinking. To the point, I could stab my neck, and the next thing you know, I'm fucking losing control.
Rule number one, you shouldn't have done that, because she would get you real quick, slice you up or something. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
You always got to make sure that happens. Like, that happened to us too one time. We were in New Mexico when I first went out there with my girlfriend. There's one guy. Oh no! Sorry, it wasn't New Mexico. It was in Flagstaff, actually, for a quinceañera. And we were going to the gas station to go get some drinks, whatever, for the party. And we saw this man, right? Yeah. And he was struggling. His motorcycle broke down. He got a flat tire, whatever. And we just looked at him, whatever. He kind of like waved us down. And I didn't do anything about it, you know. So I went back to the gas station, and then after leaving the gas station, I saw him there. And then I pulled over and I was like, "Do you need help?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Thank you." He's like, "I don't know if you saw me, but I was trying to wave you down." And I'm like, "Yeah, sorry, I didn't say, you know, just, you know, playing along." And she's like, "Don't help him out." And I'm like, "Boy, he's like, he probably needs help. Like, he's old. Like, he's struggling with that thing going up the hill, because he had like a little motorcycle." You know,
wait, who said don't help him out?
My girlfriend, which is understandable, you know, because we were like in the ghetto and shit like that. And it's a woman as a woman too.
No, yeah, you know, women, like, yeah. All jokes aside, women have to be more. Cautious,
yeah,
shit. Like, which naturally, it's a fucked up scenario, but that's reality.
Which is true, because as a man,
we don't think about that stuff.
No, as a man, like,
we don't have to worry.
I help out, like, it doesn't matter who it is, I'll help out if I see someone in trouble.
Affinity, I got these hands,
yeah. And then, like, no, like, I'm saying, like, not trying to get off topic, but like, I'm telling you, we can walk in a parking lot at night, you don't even think about it,
yeah.
Ain't no one gonna,
and that's
me.
You know, okay, so let me finish my story and I'll go off what you said. So I told him, like, yeah, I'll give you a ride, but you need to sit in the back of my truck, like, don't
on the truck,
so in the truck bed to make my girl feel comfortable, and also me, because I know she didn't feel comfortable with that. I'm like, yeah, sit in the back of the bed, and you're good. He's like, okay, thank you. And I helped him put the bike on the truck, took him to where he needed to go. It wasn't even that far, but not even half a mile away. And I remember when I helped him get it, I was like, thank you so much. You don't know how long I've been asking for help. Like, I was literally pushing my bike for the last 4 or 5 hours.
And that shit probably fuck, dude.
He's all, like, an older man and shit, too?
Yeah, it was an older man. He was probably like in his, I want to say 60s, at least 70s.
He was probably strolling and shit, and he had a,
yeah, you could tell he was like struggling and so on. He's like, thank you so much. Like, if I had money, I would give you something. He's like, here, I have like a little, what was it? Some item he had in his backpack. Mm-hmm. But no, brother, it's all good, no problem. Like, I'm not
here trying to make him obtain and shit.
Yeah, I was like, I have nothing to do, you know.
Giselle me.
Yeah, Giselle me. I'll send you the bill through the mail. The
invoice. Well, that too, like we were saying, like the whole helping out people, like in some sort of fucked up situation. That's just like it's just like pretty much like the thing, like, as a human you do, right? Like, you feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, you feel bad. You want to help out, but at the same time you're like, what's the risk of this, you know, doing this?
Yeah.
You know,
do you know, My bad. I don't know if it's going to call you out.
No.
Do you know, psychologically speaking, you're more likely to help someone out the more they look like you? I know I said this before, but I remember I learned this in college and shit. That the more someone resembles you or you can relate to them by appearance and shit, you're more likely to help them.
No, that's true. Because I remember that once I went to the casino.
Yeah.
The White Horse? River?
Wild Pass?
Wild Pass. Wild Pass? The one way out there?
Yeah.
I think we all went, right? And you guys went to the restroom and I went to go get in line for the food area. And I was just waiting there and some dude looked just like me. Not like me, but he had the same thing, like hat, the shirt, you know, the little chain, whatever. Like the shoes. It was my twin.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, bro. I was like, I literally turned around, like, who's talking to me? And then look over, like, hey, bro, you want this, like, this burger? My girl ordered it, but she's not going to eat it. She went to go off to play. And so I don't want her to go to waste. And I was a little skeptical, like, you know, I'll never take food from strangers because he, like, has nothing in it.
Yeah, but it was a brand new burger, right?
I was like, all right, I'll take it. And then I took it from him. And I fucking sat there and ate it. I was like, oh, shit, you know, I was, like, eating it. Because there was other people in line, like, in front of me. There was, like, this lady.
It took forever to get that food.
And then, they were, like, I don't know if he just asked me, like, I don't know, like, hey, bro, you want to get this? Because we look the same because we're in hats.
He probably seemed like you're chill as fuck, too, though.
Yeah, exactly. He probably just seemed chill as fuck.
Yeah, because I've had that happen, too, which is funny because we were at the stoplight one time. And I was at work with me and my worker were waiting at the stoplight. And these two girls came, like, drove right next to us. And you could see them, they were coming out of Wendy's. And she's like, hey, and I'm like,
Wendy's not at your face?
Yeah, basically.
My bad.
What the fuck? It took me like a half a second.
I'll go ahead, man.
What?
Go ahead. So my bad.
Some foolery.
I'm actually awake this time.
No, it's funny because I've had like micro thoughts like that throughout this whole time, but I'm like, nah, I don't say that.
Nah, go ahead.
That's still my story.
The girls that got out of Wendy's.
So, and my work is a dumbass. She always talks to random people. She's like, yeah, what's up, girls? What are you doing? No, what's up? He's like, you guys want some food? We're like, food? He's like, yeah, we just got this bag. They gave us the wrong order, so they remade our food, but this is like the order that we didn't order, but you could have it. It's the mistake one. And I like opened it up and it was like fresh. Like it was still hot with it was like two burgers, some chicken nuggets and like fries. And they just took off. Like, you guys have it? I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm like, looked at them like, should we eat it? Like, like, is it healthy? Or
yeah,
like,
no,
fuck.
You can't help but be skeptical.
Yeah, and we ended up eating it though. And it was actually good. But like in my back of my head, I'm like, what? Like fucking spit on it. Like, you know, something.
That's crazy.
Like, maybe they're just being nice. They're just
that's
being
a whole
nice.
Like human thing. Like you don't trust anybody that you don't know. Right?
Yeah, so this is the fucked up world now and shit. Yeah. Like, it really is. Yeah. Because staying on topic, not staying on topic. I remember I saw these videos. Like, you know, it's nostalgia videos when they like uncover like VHS chips, VHS tapes from like the 90s and 60s.
Yeah.
Some dude recording the equivalent to random blogs. Back then, it was probably the most lamest shit you could do. But like, it is a historic timepiece. These guys like in the 60s walking around through McDonald's. It's just cool seeing the whole setup. It's this whole regular day vlogging shit. It was on YouTube. And then when he came into like the little play area, he's walking through there and he like saludo those little kids and he said hi and the kids said hi back and no big deal. And he orders food, left, say hi to a couple people. He didn't even know these people. They just left. And everyone in the comments like, what the fuck? What a creep. Why are you talking to kids? And then when I started reading those comments and shit, you got to realize that back then it wasn't strange to like greet the room of strangers and shit or saludar niños and shit because you're just a fucking peaceful person.
And yeah, that is funny. Like, you know, going off of what he just said, we were in New Mexico for the holidays. And it's a small town, but it's the size of Mesa like 15 years ago. Because you know how Mesa now it's like so expanded and so fucking
more like major city almost.
Yeah, so it was about let's say 20 years back. That's how big where they're from is. Well, it's small, but like the whole like community, whatever. And the funny thing is, like when we went over there, her brother talks to everybody. They all talk to everybody. Like they go to the grocery store. Oh, what's up? Oh,
like in the movies when they like walk into like a diner.
Yeah,
like,
hey, how
do they know?
Yeah, they know
someone.
Yeah, someone know each other from high school, or wherever. Like just like you need help with all this, and then I thought it was just him. And we were in Walmart, and he's all like, just be careful because everybody here knows everybody or someone. And I'm like, nah, what the fuck? And this guy talks like 10 people, like literally walking in. What's up? Hey, oh, I didn't know you're a Niners fan. Hey, oh, what's up, man? Like, oh, you're arrested.
What the hell, for real?
And then Mike, he's a cop out there. And he's like, yeah, I just arrested that guy last week. And he's saying hi to you. He's like, yeah, man, just respect. Yeah. And then so I was like, oh, maybe it's just him. And then I took off and went to go look at the video games area, like the electronic areas. And I saw other people too, like, oh, how you doing? Oh, Merry Christmas. Oh, how's your family? How's your kid? Like, holy shit. Like,
it was way more like bumping and conversation compared to now.
And it's weird though, because I felt more like safe there. And then we're coming back here, like, you walk through Walmart, like, they're like, move, like, you bump into someone, like, what the fuck? I'm like, it's just like,
yeah, it's people like, don't engage with each other.
Yeah, you don't even engage, or you don't say hi, or like, you see someone struggling, like, you don't you feel like awkward to go help them out because someone's like, oh, why the fuck are you helping her? Like, yeah, bro, like, you trying to rob her or something, or you know, something, yeah, or you being a creep, hanging out, helping out that
character. Oh, yeah, I've had predicaments like that. I've always, like, kind of like helped little ladies and stuff, or like, older old ladies, or just, you know, women.
Help a phone, yeah, can't get up.
Yeah, like, no, not like, the little turtle thing. Yeah, no, God forbid. Anyways, the thing where they, like, you know, it's like sometimes I help older women and shit. Like, if I'm right there, whether, mm-hmm, like, they're going to pick up, like, something high up or, like, fucking a fat ass case of water, mm-hmm, and shit, I'll just do it for them and shit. Just,
yeah,
like, I'll just, like, not ask them, but it's more like, hey, you want me to do it? And just do it. And then just, and
that's crazy. Because, yeah, like, the older I'm getting, the less I'm trying to start to be like that. Because the younger me will be like, if something like that, some lady needs to get something from up there. Like, yeah, without even asking, well, let me get that for you, you know?
And then,
yeah, nowadays, I'm like, fuck you. No, I'm just
going to turn my head. The world told him cold.
The other day, I was in Old Town Gilbert, and I saw this one lady. She was, like, struggling to cross the street. And in my head, I'm like, or, like, just me, my, like, not even knowing, like, my body wanted to go help her. Like, I was like, let's go help her out.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, everybody's looking around, like, looking at her, like, kind of, like, not like giving her shit, but, like, I felt
kind of waiting on her.
Yeah, like people were like getting mad at her for not like walking like faster and all that. And I'm like, let me go help her out. But then I stopped halfway. I'm like, what if I go help her? And then like they think I'm trying to like do something, you know, like no. I'm like, so I stopped myself from it.
Yeah.
And it sucked though, because years ago, like when I was, like you said, younger, I would have just like, fuck it, let's just go help.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like now I'm more like self-aware and more conscious about doing things, because
mm-hmm,
then it could cause a problem or something like that.
No, yeah, definitely. But that's something like society.
Because I've had that issue too, where it kind of caused a problem. Not caused a problem, but I feel like it almost did. I remember it was like a while back where it was like, I was confused on the girl I was seeing at the time, her size or some shit. I remember it was at Walmart. Mm-hmm. I was getting a pajama, a little Christmas type bullshit. This was like several years ago. I remember thinking like, there's this older woman there. She was like, you know, older woman in her like 30s, 40s and shit. She was about the same slim, like, feel like as the ex I was seeing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Basically, I asked her, like, hey, I don't mean to bother you and stuff, but, like, what size are you using pajamas, like, comfortability? Because I don't know what size, like, to get my girlfriend at the time, like, they're the same height. And she was like, oh, yeah, thank you, like, flattered and shit. And then she told me the size or whatever. And I think she was more flattered because I said, like, a young person or some shit, you know, whatever. But, like, I can immediately tell, like, her body language. Shut up. No, but what I'm trying to say is, like, her body language immediately changed because, like, her husband or whatever was in the proximity. And she got, like, oh, God, like thankfully.
Not my husband that beats me.
Yeah, like, no, jokes aside, it kind of gave me that immediately. Yeah. Like, it kind of seemed like, oh, I don't want him to catch me, like, talking to someone else.
Who's even that kid?
Even though it wasn't inappropriate or anything. But that's in the same context where I don't want to approach strangers and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, going off of that, it's going to change the topic, but kind of go off what you said.
It's all good.
Do you girls get, like, jealous when you guys, like, be nice to people or, like, try to help them out and stuff like that?
Not my current girlfriend, but I've had other exes say that.
I think if it's an attractive girl, then yeah. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah. Because if I had, like, some girl came up to me like, hey, do you know where this is at or something like that? Like, who's that bitch?
I know what you're talking about that one time.
Oh, damn, bitch, you just asked me where the cereal
is. Yeah, no, I was just asking because the funny thing is, I was talking to my girlfriend, like, I don't try to flirt with the girls or like trying to like get at them, but I grew up with nothing but girls. Like, literally, I'm like the only guy, I'm one guy cousin in my whole family.
Not even your dad? Just kidding.
Yeah, we can say my dad. That guy's three people. Though. Yeah, he's a different breed. He wasn't meant for this world.
No, for real.
A lot of people think that I'm trying to flirt with them, come on, you know. And then she's my girlfriend. Someone's like, I don't look at you as like that because I know who you are, and you know how to talk to girls more than you talk to guys.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever like I try to help someone out and all that, people look at me like I'm trying to get at them or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh yeah, I've had that before.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about like, have you ever done something where like a girl needed help or something, you wouldn't help them out? And your girl's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Or like, not even your girl around and shit. Or just like, I feel like they got the impression I was trying to hit on them or something.
Yeah,
shit.
And
like,
that's my girl. That's my girl. Told me one time because I told her friend, I'm like, oh, like I was like, you guys look really, really nice. Like, I like the color black.
Mm-hmm.
And should I just be careful when you sit around her boyfriend because he might think you're trying to hit on her? I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, I'll just admire her hair. Like, it's cool. Like,
yeah. See that too.
Like, she told me one time, like, you lost weight, you look good. Like, you know, I didn't look at it, oh, she's trying to get at me, she wants, you know, just look at it as like, oh, thank you for the compliment.
I think it's just the way one would say it, but completely agree in that scenario and shit. Like,
But have you ever had that happen to you, where like you'd say that to like compliment a girl, help a girl, and your girl like fucking went off on you?
Yeah, that. But nah. I maybe remember more often. I've had that a couple times, but I remember this one time where it was like, I was bad relationship. That's when you know you're in a bad relationship, where I got complimented, and in my back of my head, I was like, get away from me. My girl's gonna chip on me, and then the day's gonna be ruined. Get away from me. I don't want to get bitched at. Like I remember
I've had that happen.
Oh my God, so toxic, bro. No one should be in that
predicament. And then you look at your girl like, I didn't do anything wrong, babe.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
It's like, fucking in the room.
I've had more guys compliment me than girls, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I like if I'm with my girl at the store somewhere,
if I saw you,
he'd be like, hey, I like your kicks, bro.
Nice,
I like
lips.
Your hat.
See that's
he touches me.
Exactly.
Not in front of myself.
I've had that too.
Such a sharp fine line.
Yeah, and then like my girl gets a compliment a lot by her nails and stuff like that. And then I'm just like, okay, I'm like, that shows so that you do a good job. Like, I'm not gonna be like, why the fuck is that guy or that girl looking
That's what
at
I'm
this?
Saying,
like,
bro, because I compliment other women on their nails and shit. It's not like I'm trying to hit on you. Like, those are some shits are clean. Like, I would never get nails, but like, that's like the equivalent to a man's fitted. Like, that's clean.
He's,
like,
he's just admiring my nails.
Little dick grabbers.
Them French tips.
French tips.
Okay, sorry, guys. What were we saying?
I don't know, man. Lost track.
I don't know. I don't know. But you ever get complimented with a dude? Look, I always start loading compliments, and then I got so used to I would throw compliments all the time because I love showing people love and shit, and I love clothes and shit. You know what I'm saying? But then I think eventually I started doing that less and less, but then I don't know why. But then I would think it a lot in my head. I'd be like, yo, that's a fresh ass hat, or that's a fresh ass jacket. And I wouldn't say it. And I was like, bro, who could not use that compliment? Male or female?
Like I stare a lot at people's tattoos because I like, I don't know what it is about me, but like, I admire people's tattoos and also want to see their designs and shit like that. And then my girl's like, stop staring. Like, I'm like, I'm just looking at their tattoos. Like, I'm like, it's meant, if they get their tattoos, it's meant for them to get stared at, you know? Mm-hmm. But I mean, I know what she's coming from, because I could be staring at a guy that's all like, come out of prison, all tatted up.
You know what this means?
But you know, in their mindset, they're like, oh, this bro's trying to test me or something. Yeah. No, I'm like, bro, I'm just trying to admire your fucking girl's titties and showing your arm, you know? Because all the prison guys have. And I was looking at this one guy who had like the sick ass tats all over his body. Mm-hmm. And he had like a tank top, and I was just staring. He caught me a couple times looking. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm just looking at your tattoos. Like, oh, okay, man. He's going like this, showed me a little bit
you
more.
You like that little man?
He's like, I got these in prison.
Like little man.
But I mean, like, but I'm saying, like, there's times where I, like, they'll look at me. I don't know if they think I'm like, oh, I'm just dogging them out.
Yeah, I've always hated, it's kind of getting on top, but I always hated that dogging mentality. I learned it as a kid, but I just remember, like, when you, like, fully adapt to it. Someone would give me a dirty look. I was like, ah, fuck. Now I got conflict. Everyone saw that he gave the conflict to me. Now I got to acknowledge it. That was dumb mindset from like middle school to high school.
But was that because there were people doing it around you, or is it because you just learned it? Because I remember my cousins as a young, my cousins, I always looked at them, I looked up to them when I was young, right? Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that like smoking weed. So I was like, oh, I want to be like the one they grow up. Mm-hmm. And I remember this one time, they're like, if they ever stare at you, you stare back at them, show them that you're not a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
So at that mindset, I used to always stare at them. Like, even they'll look at me, I start dog them out. And I remember we used to start a lot of conflict when I was younger. And I'm like, what's up, man? What are you staring? He's like, oh, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? And the older I got, I'm like, bro, like, just like, I do the same thing. I just stare at someone just because I admire what they're wearing or
like,
something.
Like, imagine,
you know,
doing that now, bro. Imagine you're at a job, going out of work, you get out of work, you're going to QT, and someone's just giving you a dirty ass look.
Just pop them on.
Pop them on, bro. The disrespect I showed you. Like, what? Like,
hey, you find what you were looking for?
Like, bro, I gotta fucking.
You lose something over here?
It's a Wednesday. I gotta go home. I gotta fucking do laundry. Like, what do you mean?
Do you think as you get older, like, stuff like that, like, you don't even wanna, like give I get energy, something like that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't wanna put your energy and time and just waste it. And then things can often escalate. You know what I'm saying? Where it's bigger conflict. You know, police or
and
fucking
then,
anything.
In
or
this
beef.
Day and age, you don't know if they have a gun on you or a weapon or something where they could hurt you.
And my fucking Arizona shit, like one in seven motherfuckers got something.
Yeah, especially road rage and stuff like that. So like, but imagine just on the streets, it could be the same thing where you could start. Like, I was watching this one video where it was like a road rage incident. I don't know where it was at, but this one guy, they're fighting whatever. The guy in front of the guy that. So one of the. Sorry, let me start again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two cars involved. One of them was in the front that stopped the guy in the back. So the guy in the front gets out and starts like talking shit to the guy in the back. And then instead of, the guy punches him in the face through the door. And then the guy that got punched in the face takes out guns and starts shooting the guy.
Oh, shit.
In the middle of the road, and the guy just runs, that guy shot up and just like falls. And you see his girlfriend like crying and all that. And I'm like,
I think I might have seen that.
And that's what I'm saying, like, bro, like, you don't know what they have, like
isn't people nowadays. Isn't that justifiable, though? You came up to his car.
Yeah, it is, but at the same time, like, bro, like, take the couple punches, go out there, and like, fight like a man. Yeah, there's no too. Need, because now, he might get a charge for that for Mark Manslaughter.
Because you're sitting in your car, and then Arizona-wise, they might just bitch at you, bro. Like, it's Arizona's very lenient with carrying guns, but once you actually get into conflict, they're fucking very gray.
We're the right to bear arms, but the guy didn't have a weapon, all he had his hands.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, I mean, he wasn't... In a way where he was actually threatened to die from
it. And they can argue, oh, you're safe in your vehicle. You could have drove away. You were protected.
You could have just had the window up.
That's what my understanding is. Like, Arizona's very cool with you owning a gun, but once you actually use your gun, it's gray area.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I always say. When
like, I don't know yet. I don't know if you have to buy like insurance for like.
Oh yeah, I have my insurance
for like
concealed carry.
Yeah, for example, like if something I pay happens,
$50 a month for this shit.
You damage someone's like property and then you have to like that covers it or takes.
Yeah, so the way my insurance works,
see, I didn't know that. It's, my insurance not insured.
The way my insurance works and shit, because I got it like soon after and shit. I call the cops. They basically brief you on what to say, the minimum, straightforward. Don't say nothing. Just, you know, hey, me, this incident, mm-hmm. You immediately call your insurance and you elaborate with them and your insurance calls it basically acts as your lawyer and then it goes so forth. And shit, you're supposed to stay on the scene because this is your insurance. So you're defending yourself. There's no other incidents where you use your firearm if you have a concealed carry insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You defended yourself or someone else. There's no other incidents. So if you defended yourself, you're quote unquote in the right. So you would stay there and communicate and so forth. So that's how it works and shit. Not pay $50 a month for that shit.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I'll pull up the name. I'm sorry. I have to find it.
Right, you want Kennedy here? I gotta go.
Yeah. I was gonna wrap it up too because it's already getting late.
I was gonna say something before I go. I saw some guy get hit yesterday on the bike, dude. That shit was crazy in front of my house.
Like run over?
Yes.
Will the James?
Yeah, probably all angry. I didn't see the guy get hit. I just saw the guy was already on the floor and the girl was helping him up.
Oh shit!
So I don't know if it was a hit and run, but I just remember the girl because right when I got there, the girl's like.
It was your sister that ran him over?
She was out texting and driving. Fucking
a little bump. Ooh,
the lady was like he had his the bike was still he was still on the bike just on the side. So the lady was like moving his legs and stuff and moving the bike. The bike was fucking bent in half.
Oh, damn. Shit.
And I was driving slow and I looked, he looked up and bro, his whole face was just fucking bloody.
Wait, my bad. Is this a bike or a motorcycle?
Bike, like a bicycle.
Oh shit.
Yeah, the bike was destroyed and I looked at the guy and his face was just bloody. Like he got up. Like, you know how like Undertaker does like that little like tombstone when he gets up from the dead, whatever. He did the same thing.
What the hell?
And his whole face was just bloody. My bro was like, you should lay down. Like, I don't think you should be moving like that, dude.
Don't move, man.
Yeah, and then when I came back like 15 minutes later, because I went to get some water down the water dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I came back, he was getting put into the ambulance and stuff like that. So I prepared, got injured bad. But I don't know, just a little story I want to tell you.
What the hell?
Cause I never seen something
that's a
like
bad
that,
way
dude.
To end the podcast.
I know.
I'll leave it.
I don't know.
I'll
leave it. We have a cheerful news or anything. Good things coming.
Brand new year, 2024.
We got new equipment. We're relocating.
We got some people lined up that we could do like a little podcast with.
Yes, some good people that we've been tapped in with. Some good people that tapped in with us that we want to bring them in. You guys had any recommendations? We're all for them. And we will bring back the Creek Tea Corner. We have been listening to
We got new segments to work on.
Yeah, this year we're going to actually be on top of it and get shit out like we need to instead of just slacking like we were last
year. Yeah, last year was just like
it was a learning
trial
curve.
And error.
Yeah, it was a learning curve.
From well, what's that one post? Like 2023 was pre-cum. 2024, I'm coming.
Coming hard. But yeah, anyways, thank you for tuning in to the Pumas Only podcast. I am your host, Alejandro Gomez.
And this has been your son.
And this is Eric Grizzly.
Find us on Spotify, YouTube, and of course, Apple Podcast. Go do like the whole like reviews. Five star,
like, comment,
subscribe,
like,
hit that bell.
Just hit all the buttons that you see on there.
Hit all the buttons.
Except report.
Make sure you follow. Follow social medias. Put me on some of the podcasts. Yeah, that's it.
See you.
Thank you for tuning in. See you next time. We're out, baby.
Peace.
Later.